From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Coast Guard and Navy have been searching in darkness for up to 9 people believed on board a Coast Guard plane and Marine helicopter that collided in midair off the Southern California coast yesterday evening. Coast Guard Lieutenant Josh Nelson says the search conditions have been difficult.
The fact that it's at night really hampers the ability to see, but for a night search, the conditions are ideal. The crews that are on scene are using night vision goggles.
Nelson says any survivors would be in water that's about 65 degrees Fahrenheit, considered quite cold. Off the coast of central Texas, stormy weather has suspended the search for 2 missing Navy pilots and their training plane. The plane has been out of contact with its airbase since Wednesday afternoon. An effort to extend a tax credit for new home buyers that is to expire next month has gained traction in the Senate. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The bill would expand the number of potential home buyers eligible by raising the income limit to $225,000 for families. And it would extend the program that provides new home buyers an $8,000 tax credit through April of 2010. Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson, a former realtor, sponsored the measure, but says this should be the final extension.
Tax credits like this only work by creating the sense of urgency to take advantage of them and to bring the market back.
Lawmakers are also adding another $6,500 tax credit to entice homeowners who have been in their house for at least 5 years to upgrade. The measure would be attached to a bill extending unemployment benefits. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
A federal judge has ordered a Maryland man held without bail on espionage charges. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Stuart Nozette had been a longtime scientist with the Defense Department. Prosecutors say he was trying to sell classified U.S. defense secrets to an undercover FBI agent. The agent was posing as an Israeli intelligence officer. Nozette worked on various science and space projects at the Defense Department, and allegedly he asked for $2 million and an Israeli passport in exchange for classified information. It's unclear whether Nozette sold secrets to the Israelis before the FBI even got involved. In court papers, prosecutors hint as much. They say Nozette received more than $200,000 from a company that was owned by the Israeli government. And allegedly, the FBI recorded Nozette telling the undercover agent he thought he already worked for Israeli intelligence. If Nozette is found guilty of spying, he faces up to life in prison. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The New York Yankees tied it up with the Philadelphia Phillies last night in the second game of the World Series, with A.J. Burnett pitching. The Yanks downed the Phillies 3-1. Game 3 is tomorrow in Philadelphia. Stock prices closed higher in Asia today. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is starting a new push to reconvene Mideast peace talks. A State Department official says she will make a personal appeal to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this weekend. She will be joined by Special Mideast Envoy George Mitchell. At least 6 people have died in a huge fire at an oil depot in India. More than 150 people are injured, and officials fear that some people may be trapped. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
The blaze began in the evening, raged all night, and many hours later is still burning out of control. It's at a giant fuel depot operated by the Indian Oil Corporation in the state of Rajasthan in northwestern India. The depot's on the edge of the state capital, Jaipur, a popular tourist destination also known as the Pink City. The fire has thrown flames and plumes of dense black smoke so high into the air that they can be seen for miles around. Reports say several hundred thousand people have moved out of the area, which has been declared a danger zone. Officials are worried some people could be trapped by the fire. They've announced an inquiry into the cause, amid speculation this was a leaking gasoline pipe. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
The fierce autumn snowstorm that has dumped 3 feet of snow on parts of Utah, Wyoming, and Colorado is slowly moving into Kansas and Nebraska. The storm system has delayed airline traffic, caused dozens of road accidents, and prompted schools in its path to close. To the southeast, storms in Arkansas have prompted officials to issue flash flood warnings, and at least 2 tornadoes have been spotted. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.